In today's gospel, we find Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit. He's filled with joy and he's praising God. Now, there's a story about a devout young woman who was suffering for a long time. She was a devout Christian. And when her friends came to see her, the first thing that she said is, "There is a robin singing outside my window. And I like to watch this robin singing because it sings even in the rain. When the storm silences almost all the other birds, this robin sings on. And this is somewhat similar to my life. When I am having all these sufferings, I'm still able to praise God. I'm still able to be joyful and love God. It is easy to sing when there is sunshine, but can we sing when hardship pours down on us like the rain?" A thing that we need to think on. We find Jesus, he's praising God right now. But in the previous chapters, in Luke 4, 5, and 6, we find Jesus being faced with rejection from his own people at Nazareth. He was faced with a lot of questions. He was put under the scanner with a lot of questions. And he was also being the enemy of the scribes and Pharisees. We find all this. And in spite of all these problems, Jesus is being able to be joyful and he's able to give thanks to God. Mother Teresa of Calcutta had said, "Joy is the net of love through which we catch souls." During my first service as a deacon in one of our seminaries, I was so much filled with joy that I was so happy to be with the rector. And after the Mass, I asked my friends, "How did it go?" And my friend said, "It was all nice. The only thing was, you were not joyful. You were not at all happy." And I said, "I cannot show my happiness because I was so much filled with fear. It was the rector who was close by. So any mistake, I would be, you know, cut off the list. That's what I feared." We, my dear friends, may be filled with joy, but we forget to express this joy sometimes. When there is sunshine, it is easy to sing. But can I sing when hardships pour down on me? May God bless each one of us.